Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Love Living Radio, and I am Emily Perkins. I'm flying solo today, which is always a fun and exciting and a little bit nerve-wracking experience for me, but I'm so excited to be here with you guys tonight and to be talking about what we're talking about, which is all about the divine feminine and divine masculine. And, you know, I was thinking about this week when I was kind of trying to brainstorm what I wanted to talk about over the past couple weeks. And after talking with Alex in the last show, we talked about the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And it was really brief and it was very quick. And I just was like, you know what? This is such a juicy topic. And there's so much power in it that I think it kind of needs its own show. Like it needs, even if it's just the basics, which is a lot of what we're going to be going over today. Because the power really is in understanding the simplicity and the dynamics of these two really primary energies that show up both in our being and in our life. Obviously, our life is created from our being, right? Like our reality, how life shows up, is actually in deep connection with how we show up, with our being. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. And I also wanted to talk about it in a way that makes it really accessible for everybody. Because if anything, that is what I want to try and connect with and offer as a space in this whole radio station, in Love Living Radio, like a space where everyone can come and get something for themselves, no matter where they are on their personal journey or their spiritual journey or non-spiritual journey. So that's a lot about what we're going to be kind of creating and talking about today, the basics, the power of the basics of what the divine masculine and the divine feminine energies are and how they show up in our life and in our being. So first off, just to kind of set the framework, the way that I approach energy is also very simple. Matter itself is energy. So everything that occupies space is essentially energy. Everything is energy. And these masculine and feminine energies have certain qualities and certain aspects that show up in our behavior, in our emotions, in our perspectives and how we view life. It shows up in our emotional body, physical body, mental body. It honestly shows up everywhere. Literally everywhere in how we experience ourselves, each other, and life. And they're primary in terms of, like, when we look at gender, we have, and you know, this is kind of an important piece that Alex and I talked about that's actually really pivotal for understanding divine masculine and divine feminine energies. It is not that women only have feminine energy and men only have masculine energy. We all have both. It has nothing to do with sex or gender. It is kind of like light and dark, these two primary binaries that show up everywhere. So that's like, if I can leave you with anything, that is an important piece to understand, that we have both. Everyone has both masculine and feminine. And so much of life is just figuring out how to balance and create harmony between these two energies, right? Like having this balance, and we're going to get into this a little bit more, but between the feminine, more receiving and intuitive and creative and feeling emotional energies, and the masculine, which is more rational, more kind of left brain, like not necessarily black and white, but a little bit more rational brain, thinking brain. And, you know, that is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to dive deeper into these, into the actual qualities and ways in which these two energies show up. But to kind of set the framework, we all have those. Like, right, we all have the capacity to be rational. We all have the capacity to be nurturing and compassionate. So that is kind of the like overarching umbrella fact or point that I would love for you guys to walk away with, because even just inside of that, there's so much juiciness. There really is. Like, you can see, like, okay, how did I show up in that moment? Was I overly emotional, or was I only black and white and only thinking about the facts? It's so cool to be able to kind of understand what these two energies are and then see how we embody them, how they play out within us and then in our life. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. The reason why I am so passionate about this, it's so crazy how much this has shown up in my life over the past couple of years. Probably starting when I first started getting into Reiki, and seeing how these energies started showing up in treatment with people, you know, like getting very specific messages from people on different parts of their body that were, say, like seeing, I sometimes get very visual with how I interpret and how I experience Reiki sessions as a healer. And sometimes, like, I would be in session with people and I would see like this gorgeous, long-haired, beautiful goddess standing in the water. And it was their divine feminine talking to them and trying to like connect with them. And sometimes I would see a warrior standing in the forest, and I knew that it was their divine masculine calling and telling them, hey, you're stronger than you realize. And so I've had this really beautiful, intimate relationship with the divine masculine and divine feminine over the past couple of years. And when I was traveling in Costa Rica, let's see, when was that? I think it was like January of 2017. I was by myself. It was my first solo trip. It was so beautiful. I was staying at the Waterfall Villas in Dominical, which if you ever get a chance is such a treat. And the whole time I was just immersed in nature, surrounded by this gorgeous rainforest and a beautiful waterfall. And I met some of the most amazing people, like just people that I still talk to this day that were just so instant little soul buddies. And one night we were all sitting around a table having dinner, and oh my God, the chef was like this incredible, the woman who owned it was this insanely amazing vegan chef. So all of the food was just to die for and fresh and organic and incredible. So we just finished this amazing meal. We're all sitting around the table, and one of the girls pulls out an oracle deck, which if you haven't heard any of the other shows, I love oracle decks. They are my favorite. Everyone has a preference. For whatever reason, I've just always been drawn to oracle decks. They just are very clear and give you the message that you need. And so we're sitting at the table and she pulls out an oracle deck and it's an Isis. Isis is an Egyptian goddess who was then kind of adopted into the Greco-Roman philosophy. And she is like one of the primary first goddesses. And she's amazing. And we start pulling cards from this deck. And the card that I pulled was so powerful. It was all about being a priestess and an initiate for the divine feminine, divine masculine, that was part of my calling. And it was so powerful that I took a picture of it actually, and I still have it on my phone. And funny enough, I was in Virginia on a leadership conference probably like 3 weeks ago, and I had a day of silence. And this day of silence was so crazy powerful. I spent the entire day out in nature and connected with this beautiful, powerful, divine, feminine Mother Earth energy. And at the end of the day, I was in kind of like the downstairs area and I was just about to go to bed and I see out of the corner of my eye the Isis deck. And so I go over and I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, I'll pull one card before I go to bed. And I kid you not, the card that I choose is exactly the same card that I chose when I was in Costa Rica a year and a half earlier. And it was, again, about being an initiate and a tantric priestess for the divine feminine and divine masculine energy. And what that kind of means is that it's a calling for me to kind of bring into the world the awareness of these two energies and help to bring them into balance and harmony. So that's kind of why I'm here. That's kind of why I'm talking about this today. And the other crazy part, it just continued to be more and more magical. The next day we have like this process that we're doing, and it's totally random and kind of generated by us, the participants. And it was all about the divine feminine and divine masculine energy. So like, if I didn't get enough like reassurance and like 100%, this is what you're supposed to be doing from the night before of choosing the Isis card, then I got it when I was in a circle of people and was then again ushered towards the divine masculine and divine feminine. So I have this really beautiful connection to it and a really deep love and appreciation for these two energies. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what they are. What are the divine, or what are the qualities of the divine feminine and the divine masculine? And as we do, maybe you'll see a little bit of how it shows up in you. So stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a bit. I can't wait to keep talking to you guys. I'll see you in a bit.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
We are talking about the divine masculine and divine feminine energies and how they show up in your being, how they show up in your life, how they show up globally. That's going to be a little bit later on and is really pretty fascinating when you think about it. So, but before we do that, I want to kind of help you guys out a little bit and just go over the basics of what the divine feminine and divine masculine qualities and aspects are, including the archetypes. So, for the divine feminine, the qualities are intuition, compassion, emotion. Like, it's very much the emotional body is the feminine energy, creativity, empathy, connection. Connection to ourselves, connection to others, collaboration. It's a lot about like holistic thought and right brain thinking. And if you look at it from the perspective of electromagneticism, which is kind of an energy terminology, then the divine feminine energy is magnetic and the divine masculine energy is electric. So that also kind of can be explained as the divine feminine energy being very receiving, you know, like it draws in that magnetism, while the masculine energy is more electric and is more kind of like outward and like a charge, if that makes sense. And if we're talking about the divine feminine in terms of how it shows up in the physical body, well, there are many, many ways in which it can show up. But as a guiding principle, the left side of our body is our divine feminine. The right side of our body is the divine masculine. And it's actually really cool to play with this. And I've been doing a lot of work with this over the past couple of months, actually, because I had a really traumatic hip injury when I was a kid. I fell out of a 20-foot tree and when I was 8 and had massive bone surgery and straddle body casts and was in and out of the hospital for about a year. And it was probably the most physical trauma I've ever been through in my entire life. And then it manifested as an adult into always having hip issues, which led to back issues. And I eventually was like, okay, if I can get a hip replacement, I want one. And luckily with the new technology that's out right now, I am happy to say I have a new bionic hip, but it was my left hip. So instead of just assuming all the time that that is, that there's no purpose in that, that it was my left hip, I actually have started to kind of talk to my body. So like when my hip hurts, I'm asking myself, okay, what's going on with me right now? Like where am I emotionally? Is there a common trigger that's happening for me right now? And what I've actually come to notice is that when I am out of alignment with my divine feminine, which for me can sometimes look like when I'm like, I call it my love me, see me, see me. One of my friends uses a different word and she says, calls it her desperate lover. And it's the part of me that just kind of like desperately wants to be loved and seen and appreciated. And that kind of grasping energy, which is out of alignment of that really soft, intuitive, knowing, empathetic part of the divine feminine. But when I'm out of alignment with that part, I always notice that my left hip starts to hurt. It is really pretty spot on almost every time. And I've also noticed that my right side just happens to be my dominant side is very, like you can actually physically see the difference in terms of my musculature. Like my right leg is noticeably much stronger than my left. That also has to do with my injury, but my entire right side of my body is much, much stronger. Yes, it's my dominant side. And to me, it embodies that divine masculine, you know, like it, my right leg can hold me. It can support me. And that is so much of that divine masculine energy. So knowing how these energies show up in your body can help you to actually understand what's going on with you. You know, like what might be a little bit out of balance? What might you need in order to kind of come back to your wholeness? So like for me, if my left hip is hurting and I know that I'm out of alignment with my divine feminine in terms of like needing love rather than knowing that I have it, that it's around me all the time, knowing that actually gives me the power within myself to see, to generate, to create what it is I feel like I'm lacking, to create a balance within that imbalance. And that is beautiful and powerful and awareness. That is the power of awareness. And luckily, when I usually do that, my hip pain goes away. So it's like a win-win. You get to know yourself and get to know your stuff, and you get to get rid of pain. So woohoo, why not? So in talking about the qualities right now, so far, what do you see? What do you see about yourself? Are you leaning more towards your divine feminine energy? Are you leaning more towards your divine masculine energy? Do you feel like you're a very rational thinker and don't often allow yourself to feel? Or do you feel like you sometimes feel a lot and sometimes struggle with feeling grounded or organized or rational? And getting to know this about yourself is a really cool way. It's a tool, right? Because like that's really most of what we talk about here on this show is tools for you to be more powerful, for you to ignite your whole being. And your whole being is your divine masculine and your divine feminine. It's this harmony of both. You're igniting both. You're igniting your whole being. I get a little jazzed about it. So when we come back, I just want to kind of set you guys up. When we come back, we're going to talk about the archetypes. And the archetypes are also a really cool way of kind of honing in on the specific qualities and ways in which this energy can show up. Because there are many. I will say there are many, many archetypes. But for the sake of kind of clarity and honing in on specific ways in which it shows up, we're going to work with about six for each. And it's really cool, you guys. It's really, really cool to see how these specific archetypes show up in you. It's really cool because they all show up in us somehow, even if it feels disempowered, which is also a really great way to start digging and start looking at, like, hey, what if this, and I'm not going to tell you because I'm going to wait and have it be a surprise when we come back, but like, what if this specific archetype or way of being could be more powerful in me? What would that energy feel like in my body? What might it look like if I embodied this? And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what the archetypes are, and we're going to talk about how it might look when you embody them. And then what? And I'll give you some personal examples so that it kind of like makes it a little bit more clear. But it's really, really cool. And I actually urge you guys to have fun with this, to really have fun with it. Like, try it on like a character. If it doesn't feel natural to you, try it on, see what it looks like. And we're going to go into a little bit about having fun with that and what you can do to kind of play with these archetypes. And there's a lot of power in them. There's a lot of power in knowing what they are, being conscious of them, because consciousness is power, right? Like, consciousness and awareness of yourself is power. That's the real power, at least in my humble opinion. So when we come back, we're talking about archetypes. We're going to talk about how they show up in you. We're going to talk about how you can embody them. We're going to talk about what the power of knowing and using and being these energies are. I'm so excited. There's so much more juiciness to come, you guys. Please stay tuned. If you have questions or if you want more information on the Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine, if you want to chat with me, you can get in touch with me through my website, which is www.lovelivingholistics.com. You can also shoot me an email at emily@lovelivingholistics.com. I love talking about this stuff. Like, if you can't tell, I love, love, love talking about it. So if you want a little support, if you're curious, please reach out. Totally reach out. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into more of this stuff. Can't wait. Talk to you soon.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice?
The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I am Emily Perkins, and you are listening to Love Living Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we are talking a little bit about the divine feminine and divine masculine energy. And before we went to the break, we talked a little bit about the qualities of primarily the divine feminine and what it kind of looks like and feels like in your body. And then a little bit about actually what it feels like and how it might show up in your body. So again, divine feminine is your left side, divine masculine is your right side. So, and just to kind of like go over it again, divine qualities or the qualities of the divine feminine are like intuition, compassion, emotion, empathy, connection, holistic thought and right brain thinking. It's also very receiving. So to kind of go over a little bit about, the archetypes, or basically kind of like the ways in which this can show up, the ways of being that this can show up. There's many, but the primary are, and they have different names, but these are the ones that I kind of think are easiest to understand and resonate with. So the first is the goddess. It's fairly explanatory, but it's like that original, dynamic, creator, like the original energy. Then we have the queen, which is also known as the mother. So that's the nurturing, right? That's the, also the creator, but like the feminine that gives birth. Then we have the priestess, which I think is oftentimes really misunderstood, and not as understood and present in, especially in this patriarchal culture. But the priestess is the domain of like the intuitive awareness and the insight, that knowing, that kind of spirit realm knowing or the intuitive knowing. She has this really kind of magical connection to the great mystery, or the mother of all creation, to source energy. I love the word priestess. For whatever reason, it just resonates so much with me. And it's so cool to see with how that one might show up in you. Like, how does that priestess maybe show up? Is she knowledgeable in a way that you can't necessarily put your finger on? Like, you just know things without knowing how you know them. It's that really cool mystery, magical part of intuitive knowing. the next archetype is the warrioress. This is sometimes the Shakti. And this is like that powerful, fiery, she's sometimes depicted as angry, but it's really more about the strength and power behind this warrior woman. And then the next archetype is the lover, also sometimes referred to as Venus. And this one I think is also very distorted by our society. It can oftentimes be misconstrued as, you know, like the Madonna whore kind of way of relating to the lover in the feminine. It is the beautiful, sensual part of the divine feminine. And it's really just, it's such a beautiful, it's that receptive energy of the divine feminine quality, the kind of combination of sex and spirit. It is just natural and organic and such a vivacious and beautiful part of the divine feminine energy. And then the last one is the wise woman or the crone. And this is kind of the, often depicted as the older women, but it is an aspect that's within all of us, both male and female, actually. But if we're primarily talking about women in this case, the crone is this undying wisdom, this spiritual connection to right action and dharma also. You know, she is in right relationship with her higher self and her power. She has this beautiful knowing and wisdom. And no matter what age you are, I want to make that really clear. Like, the wise woman is in all of us. It is an archetype, and in her fullness is so powerfully wise and grounding. And, you know, with this information now, so you've got the goddess, the queen, the queen or mother, the priestess, the warrioress, the lover, the wise woman. Now, with all of this understanding of these different types of archetypes, where do you maybe see yourself leaning? Do you feel like one of these archetypes shows up more powerfully for you? Or maybe you feel like you've noticed that one of them you really want to lean into. You really want to embody that a little bit more. So maybe, like, say you want to embody the warrioress a little bit more. What does that look like? How can you maybe practice trying that on? Well, the warrioress is fierce. She is powerful. So, you know, there's a particular pose in yoga called the goddess pose. And it's with your arms spread like a cactus and your legs kind of also spread out, and you kind of bend your knees into it. And it's this really beautiful, powerful, strong pose where you're grounded into the earth and you can feel the strength of your limbs. You can scream. Sometimes screaming is a really great way of getting you into that fiery energy of your warrioress. You can kick. Kick a pillow, don't kick your bed because you might hurt yourself. I've tried that before, but kicking really kind of ignites that kind of lower root and sacral chakra energy, which is also connected into that warrior goddess energy or the warrior Shakti energy. You can put on some like really crazy, like maybe heavy metal music and dance and scream and get into that kind of not necessarily rageful, but like fiery energy. say that you want to maybe embody a little bit more of the wise woman. How might that show up for you? Sometimes it's sitting quietly and meditating and listening to your thoughts and allowing that beautiful, wise intuition to just be there, to come through. Maybe it's a really great conversation with a girlfriend who wants to share knowledge, share that knowing, you know. Maybe it's talking to one of your elders. Maybe it's talking to your grandmother or your mother, you know, and having that reciprocal energy to kind of ignite what's going on for you, to reignite it in you, to basically align you with that archetype. So that's a little bit about the divine feminine energies and the divine feminine archetypes. It can show up in many different ways, and there are more archetypes, but just having a grasp of what those are, what they mean, and getting curious about how they show up in you can help you to really do some beautiful treasure hunting. That's my favorite word for inner work, is going treasure hunting for all the gold inside of you. So go treasure hunting. Look and see what those archetypes look like and feel like in you. You know, because they have so much to offer. So with that, you have the feminine. Now let's look at the masculine. The masculine archetypes are the god. God, this is that really beautiful, like, connected to source, connection, spiritual balance, orientation. It emanates unconditional love. This is the part that I love so much about the god energy. It emanates unconditional love. This is the divine masculine god. And his power is in his presence. You know, it's presence rather than physical power. The next is the king or the father, which governs the material manifesto. So how we create and produce in life. The family, the kingdom, the unyielding strength of character. That is what resonates so much with this king father being, this archetype, is that unyielding strength of character. And then it can show up as this really supportive and nurturing and stabilizing and calming energy. Yeah. So there's about four or five more of the divine feminine, or I'm sorry, divine masculine archetypes that we're going to go into, but we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into a little bit more about the divine masculine archetypes and how they show up. There's so much more. Stay tuned.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Practice living in wholeness with the body tune-up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source. You're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking about the divine masculine and divine feminine energies here on Love Living Radio. I am Emily Perkins, if you didn't already know that. And before the break, we were talking about the archetypes. So we were talking about first the feminine archetypes and then a little bit about the masculine archetypes. And so far we've talked about the God archetype in the masculine and the king or father archetype. And again, just to reiterate, the divine masculine qualities are analytical. They're the rational thinking, contemplative, determination, very linear thinking, action, and left brain thinking. And it shows up in the right side of the body. And then they kind of show up and manifest in these really cool archetypes. So the next archetype that I want to kind of dive into is the priest. And this is all about spiritual awareness and insight. It is like the archetype that caretakes the spiritual relationship between the ego personality and the spirit or the divine. It's a really sacred way. I mean, they're all sacred. All of these archetypes are sacred, but it's a very sacred way in which the divine masculine shows up. The next one is the warrior. And this one I think is often misunderstood. The divine aspect of the masculine warrior is decisiveness and clarity of thought. It's selfless service, genuine humility. Strength of like this experiential knowing and a courage to do what serves the highest good, even when it is a personal challenge to do so. So the warrior remains calm and centered under challenge, which is very, very different than the aggressive and dominant and ruthless image that we kind of often conjure when we think about a warrior or a fighter. You know, that's a different word, a different way, a different concept. There's this really beautiful selflessness and humility inside of the divine masculine warrior. The next is the lover. And again, this is that meeting and combining of sex and spirit. It's this primal energy of passion. And this really kind of like exquisite engagement with life and ecstatic being. It's the epitome of sensual and play and healthy embodiment without shame. it's a really cool aspect of the divine masculine, which is separate from that over-sexualized, dominant male sex figure that we have in society. The next one is the sage. And the sage is kind of like the opposite, or not the opposite, but the other half to the wise woman, to the crone. It's the male version of the crone. And it is, again, about wisdom, about this grounded knowing. And I see it as this way of being as this incredible space holder, as the sage being the archetype and the aspect of the divine masculine that almost like can hold all of the others. That beautiful, wise knowing. And again, like, these are archetypes that show up in you, especially in men. We're kind of more so talking to the men right now. Like, how does your wise man, how does your sage show up? How does your warrior show up? How do you maybe show up in that selfless service or that genuine humility or that courage? Where does the father in you show up? That nurturing and stable and calming characteristics of your being. Where does your passion show up? Where does the lover show up? How does your lover show up? It may not actually look like what you think it does. And understanding these, and also just knowing what they are can actually kind of be like this really cool draw towards new ways of being with yourself, towards new ways of being as a man, as a woman. And then, you know, maybe play a little bit with like what it might like to embody the opposite, you know, like for a woman to maybe try on what it might feel like to embody the king or the father, you know, because they're energies. That's kind of the cool part about this, is that yes, the archetypes are these characteristics and ways in which they show up, but they're also energy. So kind of getting to know what the archetypes are and playing with them and embodying them can kind of help to fuel the energy, right? To expand the energy of those archetypes within you. Because the more that you focus on them, the consciousness of them, the more they naturally start to occur. That's kind of how it works. So get conscious, get curious, check them out, try them on, see what it feels like. How does it maybe inspire you? You know, especially men, because you know, we talked about this a lot the last time with Alex, the benefits of leaning into the feminine as a man, this feminine energy that's within all of us, offers so much. It has this incredible power to transform what it means to be masculine, to truly embody yourself fully and to experience life fully. You know, that's so much about what Alex was talking about, this full experience of life as an emotional being, as a compassionate and empathetic being, and as a rational, strong, courageous being. And, you know, this concept of men kind of embodying and understanding and even just having the awareness of what it means to have this feminine energy is so in alignment with what's happening right now. So if we talk a little bit about like what this actually means in society, the feminine is rising, guys. It is rising. If you haven't seen it, I will paint a picture for you. The Me Too movement, Mother Earth erupting in the volcanoes, the women's marches. There's more focus and awareness on our emotional bodies, which is a divine feminine aspect. It is rising in everyone. And it's not just about women rising in society. It's about connecting deeply to connection, to love, to Mother Earth, to compassion and intuition. And, you know, it's allowing. That is also a very beautiful feminine quality, allowing and receiving, both as men and women. And the energy that's happening right now is towards, I mean, if you look up on pretty much most astrology websites, there's so many resources out there for all of this. And that's another thing that I also want to say. If you guys are looking for resources and information about these energies, about the divine feminine, about the feminine rising, about masculine and divine masculine energy, my go-to tip for everybody, whether it's my Reiki clients, my coaching clients, I could give you books, I could give you websites, but to be honest, it's so much more powerful when it comes from you. So like search in Google, look in a bookstore and go with the thing that you're drawn to, because that is the thing that you're meant to have. Trust your intuition on this. Trust what your gut is telling you to go for. There's so much juiciness in these two energies. There's so much power. So if you have questions, please reach out. This was just scratching the surface. Try these things on. Get curious about how they show up in you. I'm so honored, so, so honored to do this work and to show up for you guys. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up and for listening. And if you want to get in touch with me, go to lovelivingholistics.com. Again, my name is Emily Perkins, and I wish you so much love in your life. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.